Holly Murs and Troublemaker. It could be written for us, couldn't it? Yeah, because I know what you're like. Yeah. By the way, I am watching you. Yes, I am. Don't be scared. It's fine. It's all will be well. In fact, I'm watching you for your house rules this evening. We're talking about the 5 second rule, and apparently it is true. You know when you drop a food item and you're wondering, should I just leave it and bin it, or should I actually pick it up and chuck it in? Yeah. I'm on the side of picking it up and eating it, quite honestly. Professor Anthony Hilton from Aston University in Birmingham says if you drop food on the floor, you shouldn't necessarily bin it.
Surprisingly, even when we load up a floor with billions of bacteria, then when we drop certain foods onto them, the actual transfer is incredibly, incredibly low. We're talking 25 bacteria might actually transfer onto the food. And so what this gives us is some indication that although the way that the public perceive the 5 second rule, which is that if you pick it up within 5 seconds, it's okay, that's not strictly true. But actually, the number of bacteria that actually transfer is very low. There aren't enough bacteria to cause any significant harm from normal bacteria that you might find in people's homes. But where the 5 second rule does have some kind of interesting validity is that certain foods, particularly softer foods, and ones that we looked at, for example, like midges, gems, a little sticky sweets. When we drop those on the floor, they pick up bacteria on impact, which is essentially what happens to all foods. But the longer you leave them, the more bacteria they pick up. We dropped a dry piece of toast onto 10 million bacteria. In 3 seconds, it had picked up 25 to sort of 30 bacteria, you know, a fraction of what was originally there. And at 30 seconds, it had picked up no more.
Oh, you see, it's quite interesting. So dry toast is fine, but it's what you put on it and maybe the sticky sweets. Though NHS Choices has today tweeted that they believe there is no scientific evidence to support the 5 second rule. Paul Pierce is a master cleaner and indoor environment expert. Evening, Paul.
Good evening, Georgie.
So how mucky are the floors in your home?
Oh, pretty good. I mean, I'm a carpet cleaner, so therefore I'm going to make sure my carpets are clean. As long as my wife's not listening, because she'd probably dispel that myth, but still.
And how grubby do our carpets get? Because if you've got a nice thick shag pile, I can imagine it kind of collects all manner of things.
Well, think about it. I mean, if it's a shag pile carpet or a Saxony, you know, deep pile, that you'd be amazed at what things get lost in there or left inside there. So, you know, the normal vacuum's not going to pick up all the soil that's actually dropped or walked onto a carpet. So it's amazing how much is actually left behind. And, you know, to be honest, house owners, homeowners, we're all working these days and what have you. We don't have a great time to sort of spend time going over and backwards and forwards over the carpet with the vacuum. That's not going to pick up bacteria anyway.
My first boyfriend, his mother used to vacuum every single day.
Wow.
I can barely manage it once a week, to tell you the truth, Paul. But I mean, you're probably vacuuming and cleaning every day, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, because of my business and, you know, I'm bound to have a vacuum and use it and go backwards and forwards over the same area for quite some time to remove the soil. But, you know, most people don't do that. They don't have the time.
What kind of stuff lingers within the wool?
Well, there's also, I mean, I was interested to hear the professor there, the bacteria, and a lot of bacteria. But if you think about it, you know, you go out for a walk or a jog or whatever, and you come indoors and you've walked out of the park on the grass or on the pavements, and you're bound to pick up, you know, feces, urine, all sorts of soil. We may wipe our feet, but generally it takes sort of 9-10 paces before we're going to walk off most of the soil off our shoes. As we walk in the house. So you'd be surprised at the bacteria that there is in there and the soil that we can bring in. And it's compounded. The more we walk on the carpet, the more we tread it in.
Oh, my word. You've made me feel quite queasy now, Paul. Thanks very much.
Well, I liked your comment earlier when you said about wiping your feet on the way out of some houses.
Well, that's our house, definitely.
You just talk about yours.
What are your thoughts on the 5 second rule then? We shouldn't really be eating what we drop on our floors, maybe.
I don't think so. I mean, although as a kid, I was brought up to believe that, you know, you drop it and, you know, we need a bit of soil to sort of live and fight off bacteria. And that may be true to some extent. But, you know, if you've got anything with a slight bit of stickiness to it, sugar to it, it's going to pick up the soil and you're going to put that in your mouth. I mean, you know, watching grandchildren, in their homes and what have you. Luckily, most of my grandchildren's homes have hard floors and what have you. So, and we mop those a lot more or clean those a lot more than we do carpets.
Yeah.
But, you know, the kiddies are going to pick it up and put it in their mouth. Does it make them ill? Well, you'd be surprised how often children, I think, become ill because of the soils that they do sort of pick up off the. And they don't know about 5 second rule, of course.
Of course
so.
Not, yeah.
No.
How often should we actually clean our carpets? And I don't mean vacuuming, but actually,
No,
you know.
great question. I mean, really and truly, we should be looking after our carpets every 12 to 18 months. We should be, you know, giving our carpets a deep clean to remove those soils.
Yeah. Now then, do you actually take your shoes off when you enter the house?
If I take my shoes off, I put Crocs on. So I've always got something on my feet. I don't believe in walking around on carpet with socks or bare feet because, you know, you don't know what's sort of lingering there. I mean, you may have somebody around who've taken their shoes off, or you go to somebody's house and, you know, they may have athlete's feet or, you know, have verrucas or whatever. And,
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
surely when you've got no shoes on, you're going to pick that up as well.
I'm going to have house slippers, aren't I? Just lined up at the
Absolutely.
door for anybody who comes in.
Or get your guests to bring their own slippers.
Yes, please bring your slippers. Don't bring a bottle, bring your slippers. Paul, thanks ever so much.
You're welcome.
Paul
Thank you.
Pearce, he's a master cleaner and indoor environment expert. It's fascinating, isn't it? I don't think I'll be doing the 5 second rule again. No, I think it's going to go straight in the bin.